This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Good day, wherever you may be. This is Dr. Kelly with the Grand Jury Reawakening. And I hope you had fun doing your homework, getting copies printed of your public records, things that you're looking up, because they're important to you and your people. And don't listen to any of the liars. And verify that in your trusty Bible. Don't let it get dusty. The word liar with an A, L-I-A-R. Let me do housekeeping. Today is the August 14th, 2021. There we go. And this is exclusive to RBN. Thank you for the supporters and the sponsors and the advertisers. And welcome to the founder, host, listener-supported network, the only one of its kind. So, the word liar appears 13 times in 13 verses in 6 books of the Bible. That can be your homework, and it'll really bless you. And if you keep up with the training, you'll be in good shape. Let's see. So you also have the variation lie, L-I-E, as in a lie that someone has told or spoken, or lies, or liars in wait, the ambushers, because that's pretty much what the computer is sort of like, lying in wait for you to fall into that trap. So don't do it. There are a lot of traps set out there, a lot of them very well disguised. So don't fall into the biggest, most gaping trap that's been trapping people for sort of like nuclear quicksand, maybe a little caustic soda thrown in there. And this particular lie is when someone doesn't speak the complete sentence or statement or truth. For example, the biggest lie, the biggest trap that people fall into is the Jew trap. Because if you move your tongue against the Lord's anointed, or you fight against the Lord's anointed, not your business. Not Joe business. MYOB, mind your own business. As we were told. Just a second. Pardon me. Had a little cats are boxing. The king lion versus the king tiger. And here we go back to this. So don't fall into that trap, because the thing that you need to know is not that there's more than one thing that you need to know. As a great Viking once said, Eric the Red. So, let's see. Wherefore, this is out of Matthew 23, one of my favorites. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. You know, like when you said, oh, we built the tombs, but, you know, we didn't kill the prophets. Our dads did that. So don't do that. The unbelieving. Get that word, the unbelieving. You know, the good man would say, Lord, I believe, helpest thou my unbelief, because that man humbled himself. So the unbelieving Jews, can't ever say one of those words without the other if you're discussing this intelligently. The unbelieving Jews are able to stir up the brethren against each other so that they're arguing about something that means nothing. And if everybody gets sucked into nobody's land or no man's land, it's like that nuclear caustic soda filled quicksand. So don't do it. The unbelieving Jews, get it right, because there are some wonderful believing Jews. And the unbelieving Jews are who stir up the Greeks and the Gentiles and the rest of us to action. So do the right action. And with that, here's the beautiful piece of notes and homework for the day. So the secret word for the day is swan, S-W-A-N. And I'm going old school, 1080 BC, 540 BC, make sure you land that triple 360. So we'll do back-to-back 1080s. Swan. So what you need to do is go to your state bar association And make sure that you don't have any double-dipping attorneys serving in an office of the public trust, like Robert Swan Mueller. Swan, like the bird. However, chameleon, owl, and in the ancient tongue, it is tin shemeth. Tin shemeth. So the swan is the chameleon is the owl, Robert Swan Mueller. Is that not aptly named? And is that Deborah Swan weirdo related? I don't know. Just hearsay. Let me get back to the notes here. So, let's see. I could rail on the different liars, but I won't because they're too busy trying to distract you. And don't be. And the only thing worse than having to hear them, meaning they who lie. So, Psalm 116:11 said in my haste, all men are liars. That's right. Let God be true and every man a liar. And then Deuteronomy 33:29, shall be found liars unto thee. So liars, plural, L-I-A-R-S, 8 times in 8 verses in 7 different books. Isaiah 44:25, frustrateth the tokens of the liars. So that's a good prayer to sing, that God would frustrate the tokens of the liars. That's liars with an A. So Jeremiah 50:36, a sword upon the liars. And like the sword of the Lord and of Gideon, I'm a trouble shooter. And I can throw the javelin 115 yards, too, just for side note. 1 Timothy 1:10, mankind for men stealers, for liars. And those are just short parts of the verse. Titus 1:12 said the Cretans are always liars. Cretans, think of those folks. And I'm not saying, I'm just quoting here. Revelation 2:2. And are not, and hast found them liars. Love the concordance. And then Revelation 21:8, my favorite verse of all time, that ending line, the sorcerers and idolaters and all liars. They're going to go trout fishing in the lake of fire, and they ain't going to find much. Okay, so lies. We'll continue on with that later. And so, yeah, got a bunch of notes here, doing some homework, getting some things done, living by the cowboy code and the Viking laws, because this is the only code you need to know, you know, zip code, area code, the cowboy code, and live each day with courage, number one. Number two, take pride in your work. Number three, always finish what you start. Number four, do what has to be done. Number five, be tough but fair. Number six, when you make a promise, keep it. Don't creep it. Like, Beto's going to come and toke it, going to come and poke it. Yeah, you wish. Number seven, ride for the brand. Number eight, talk less and say more. Number nine, remember that some things aren't for sale, so don't come and ask. Number 10, know where to draw the line, and that's the good old cowboy code. I'm going to pick up right here real quick. I've been covering over the last several shows Nevada County election, poll worker training operations course and training agenda. Yours named here. So fill in that blank with your county, wherever you are, dear heart. So, objectives. I'm going to reread this at each show because it's really important. What's the beauty here? Oath. The oath. There are oath takers. There are witnesses. There are people that administer the oath. You've got to autograph with witnesses, and you've got to autograph and seal everything. Wire seals, sticker seals, a whole bunch. And after this course, you'll successfully complete 6 modules. 1 and 2, you set up the polling place. Number 3, you process and assist different types of voters. Number 4, polling place etiquette. And then special situations troubleshooting is where I'm going to pick up today, and who to call. So have these numbers handy by your landline that's going to be the last in line to be working for your communications, and then how to close the poles and pack it up. So here we go. I'm going to pick up right where I left off on last week's show. I finished just before troubleshooting, and this is equipment troubleshooting. And so here in big red letters, I've written field elections deputy. So that's the Fed. Before calling your Fed on election day, see if any of the following troubleshooting methods solve your equipment problems. And there are bullet points here. First, make sure all of the equipment is plugged in. Next, after bullet point two, after verifying that all the equipment is connected to a power source, check to see that all other cables are connected properly. Bullet point three. Most equipment issues can be solved simply by restarting the equipment. And I'm in module five, that's page four. To restart the equipment, unplug the JBC, which is Judge's Booth Controller, battery, key, the power cable, and in the case of the and JBC, unplug the gray connector cable. Wait approximately 30 seconds and then reconnect the equipment to the power source, because as with the stun gun, the shock cure for snake and spider and all those toxic bites, is the residual charge that is withheld in the device. When you disconnect the battery, check your impact driver, whatever, you can hit that trigger about 8 times and it will still light the light because of the residual charge. That's why you wait 30 seconds. And then common problems, I'm not going to go over too much of this, because if the e-slut shows unavailable on the screen after the polls are open, this means that the booth is not assigned. A big exclamation point, do not close polls. A big red triangle with a big exclamation point on a yellow background, just for do not close polls. Disconnect the battery key and unplug the ABC, yada, yada. I'm just going to skip to... I'm not going to go through all those boring, horrible things, but just know that it is well described. There are two kinds of thought processes when you're a doctor. Number one, the most important thing, is you have to rule out. Go ahead and write this down. Rule, R-U-L-E-O-U-T. You have to rule out things like fracture and other things. So the clinical suspicion of, don't write that down. So clinical suspicion of is the lesser of the two weevils. And that is verified with usually lab work, the former meaning rule out the fracture, typically plain film x-ray. And here we go. So I'm going to go to the important thing, because I really don't recommend ever voting electronically, ever, never, 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 times 10 to the 99th. Okay, if the e-scan, see, we'll talk about the Scantron here. If the e-scan unit stops working, got a couple minutes, and I'm a couple minutes fast. If the e-scan unit, that's like the big Scantron thing that you feed the ballot into, that check all the power connections to the e-scan, including the AC, so alternating current power to the rear of the e-scan, the alternating current power to connection to the power strip, case lightning strikes. Then you have your AC power connection to the wall outlet and a surge protector. If using a surge protector, and you might want to do that, or two, and some filters for all the dirty electricity from the hideous smart meters. Surge protector with the power switch, make sure it's on. if the e-scan unit stops working due to a power outage, which happens a lot if you're in the mountains, rural, whatever, if the power goes out at the polling facility during the day or there is any kind of interruption in the processing of ballots on the e-scan, deposit the voted but unscanned ballots in the auxiliary bin. Unplug the e-scan from the wall outlet in order to avoid a power surge to the device when power returns. Yeah, that's a definitely diamond-pointed point here. Turn all the stuff off, you know, and then you wait till the power comes on, and then you allow that power to come into your place and your parts and equipment and supplies. Here we go. Immediately call your Fed and or elections office for assistance. That's why the wireline copper landline is powered by that line. There's a power supply with it. So it's not affected by a power outage for quite some time because of the backup battery system. You file the tapes printed upon restart in the appropriate envelope. And if a voter refuses to cast a ballot through the e-scan, deposit the voted ballot in the auxiliary bin. And then I'm going to skip all the e-slut stuff because I don't care. Let's see. That will bring me all the way to paper ballot jammed e-scan because these books weren't written by professors or instructors. They're written by authors and journalists, and they like to clump everything together rather than separating it. So make an outline and make notes that make sense to you with each topic under the proper heading. And just get a big roll of butcher paper, or if you're rich, get the giant easel notepad and have at it. Paper ballot jammed in the e-scan. Ooh, I feel a sneeze coming. So if I disappear for a second, you'll know what happened. Okay, immediately call your Fed and the help desk, so field elections deputy. If a ballot causes paper jam in the scanner path of the e-scan, refer to page 81 of your HART, H-A-R-T, Election Day Desk reference found in your black binder. And then when you change the printer paper on the e-scanner, and I'm on page 7, I'm not going to cover that, but just pay attention when you take some apart. Notice how the spindle is inserted through the paper roll and observe the routing of the paper under the rubber roller. And it's always a good idea to clean your printer rollers, too, regularly with cotton swabs, tips, you know, on a shtick and an alcohol. Let's see. I'll skip down to changing the printer paper. Ooh, and the judge's booth controller. So, again, just pay attention to how it is. Maybe take a picture of it or video, not with a frickin' radiating device making you stupid, sick, and unhealthy. And losing your train of thought, which is ridiculous. You know, that interference, it's like an infomercial. So, again, just notice how the thing is there. And when you take it apart, lay it out so, just so you can put it right back together. It's like changing paper towels. PT, you know, not TP, but PT, paper towels. Okay, let's see. let's see, any cat lady knows better. Oh, like changing TP. This one, it says make sure the roll feeds from the bottom. Sometimes, it just depends. Sometimes kitty can take it from the top or the bottom, or they both get it. Forget about it. Okay, here we go. Here's a poll worker tip for additional equipment troubleshooting. I'm your troubleshooter. Refer to page blah, blah, blah. For these. Oh, here we go. So here are the important numbers, emergencies, and evacuation. So in case of medical, just pray before you go in there so you don't have to have any of these, and just pray if something happens. Always pray first. Dear Lord, have mercy. Okay, so in case of medical emergency, you want to find nurses, medics, paramedics, especially if you're on the slopes, on a hill, in a field, in the city, wherever. Find the nurses, the medics, and the paramedics. If there's a threat, a fire, flood, or physical threat, immediately dial your dispatcher, okay? The only reason one would ever dial the other three-digit number is if you're on the highway, because it's going to connect directly to the highway patrol dispatcher. Your cellular device connects immediately to the state highway patrol dispatcher, period. So if you have a big rig obstructing lane number, whatever, then you might need to use it. If it is a physical threat to people, property. Okay, then call the appropriate authority for your polling place location. So if you're within certain city limits, you're going to call that city dispatcher. Okay, you're going to call that dispatcher police department if there is one in your city. Call the dispatcher. Get the number. Know it. Write it down. Discuss it. Do it. Get to know your dispatchers. Go visit them someday. Bring them chocolate milk that's raw and organic. And there you go. Okay. If you're located within the city limits of another city, call that police department dispatcher. If you're located within town limits, for example, Truckee has its own police department, but they don't seem to think that they need to remain constrained to Truckee. And I saw them all the way down in Floriston one day, 12 miles away. Actually, it happened a couple times. So, yeah, Truckee PD, way out of bounds, baby. So if you're in an unincorporated area of your respective county, which includes usually everything outside of the little city limits, you call your county sheriff's dispatch office. All right, get your county sheriff's dispatch numbers, have them handy along with your state highway patrol, because each one controls a different thing in a different area. So, for example, something on the street or in the street, you would call your state patrol. If it's on private property, then you call the deputies. If you're in a gated community, you call the respective security of that precinct. I've got another page of contact information, so I'm now on page 10. So if someone is deceased, you want to call the county recorder and registrar of voters and make sure that the dead man or woman, that their name is not on the voter rolls. And other, like if you have issues, I'm going to start here and work my way back up. If you have issues, if you need to report something, because we don't complain, only the government complains. So Fair Political Practices Commission, the state auditor for employees of the state, and the state personnel board, if it's a court employee that has to report something, then your respective secretary of state and your county elections office, so the registrar of voters, the elections office, etc. So election day support the voters for information. You call your poll workers help desk. And before elections day, you call that office and make sure things are correct. Don't wait till the last minute because they're going to be slammed. See you on the other side of this break. This is Grand Jury Reawakening with your host, Dr. Kelly, and the poll worker training operations course.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Steal away, steal away to Jesus. Steal away, steal away home. I got long to stay.
Yeah, I love that guitar. Welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening. This is your host, Dr. Kelly. And also in reference to the original name, where did that word, the Jews, come from anyway? Judah. And you know it's the southern part because it's got a U in the word for a little memory device there. The southerners, like Amos, the southerner, the herdman of Tekoa. So many great lessons in there, in that Bible. Get your hands on it, stick your face in it, and put your nose into that business. So, don't use toll-free numbers when you're contacting your elections officials or anybody, because it's going to expose your phone number. You have zero privacy. So get the toll number and then block your display. And just don't use it because it's creepy. When you display your number, get all kind of fraudulent calls. The world just isn't what it was before, and we need to get it restored, okay? A big old car dealership, I'm not going to name the brand because I don't work on them. I don't know that much about them. Well, except it's really a pain in the butt to change one of the light bulbs. It's behind the battery. Okay, Subaru. So at the Subaru dealership, they no longer have loaner cars, and they only have or had one or two vehicles for sale. So welders and blacksmiths, God bless you. The gasifier would be a tremendous thing to build, and the little steam engine, the little compact one. That would be so cool. Be tooling around. I've been catching up on my Westerns and all that stuff, and yeah, the little steam troll around in that. Be so cool. And the gasifier, because it'd run on pine needles, pine cones. Okay. So Election Day support, again, the poll workers help desk got their own number. Before Election Day, just call the office directly. And on the day of, for technical assistance, so this is directed to the poll worker, call your assigned field election deputy. That's your Fed, field election deputy. Oh, no, they just love that Fed thing. Your Fed's responsible for several polling places in your area and will be your contact when you have questions or problems on Election Day. And let's see. So we had four physical precincts in Truckee. And the creepiest one was over at the Donner Memorial Park. You know, the Donner Party, like dinner party. Ugh. Poor planning. Your Fed's contact information can be found on the business card located at the front of the black binder included in your polling place supplies. And then I covered the reporting stuff. Secretary of State's office, get some telephone numbers, get some names, talk to the good men and women there, talk to your state auditor. Elaine Howell Lovey is her name here. And then your state personnel board. And that's for those that have to report from within the court system, which includes yours truly, your grand jurors. Get it? Yours truly. So, now, we're on page 11. Here we go. We're evacuating. Evacuation. Evacuate. Evacuate. Most importantly, take care of yourself and the people around you. Get out, lock the door, and don't risk any man or woman's safety because life is precious. Get out, lock the door, and don't risk anybody's safety. You know, that's a cool practice. Sometimes you have to really know yourself and your stuff and your people. Because if you try to get out and lock the door in Nevada, since everyone's packing heat, open carry, whatever, you know, they're all packing heat. They're still packing mamas and papas. They don't want you to get out of the car. They're like, no, stay in the car, stay in the car. You know, I got like hunting knives and stuff all over, and it's just like, no, just stay in the car. It becomes necessary to evacuate the polling place due to an emergency situation. Gather the items below to continue serving voters outside or at a new location. These are double, triple, quadruple diamond points. The master roster, the unvoted ballots, the ballot box with the voted ballots, and the JBC judges booth controller. If possible, post the location of the new polling place. And if you're unable to remove the above supplies from the building and voters show up to vote, take their names, addresses, and phone numbers if possible so the office can contact them about voting on Election Day. In their own hand. How beautiful is that? See, because their name, address, and phone numbers, again, the identifying information, the private information, not to be published, non-public. So, here we go. So, I've got other notes there, but I don't, won't apply them. So here we go. Now we're in an exercise, and so I'll just cover what happens and what you do. And exercise 5.1. So an individual walks in to vote, and a board member challenges the voter. Have the voter affirm the 5-point declaration and then complete the challenge list in the Master Alpha Index and allow the voter to vote on a provisional ballot. Exercise 5.2. I'm going to take a sip here, pardon me. Exercise 5.2 is change the printer paper on the JBC, which is the judge's booth controller. Exercise 5.3, change the printer paper on the e-scan. That's your Scantron, big old beefy Scantron. It's so cool. Exercise 5.4, you have been directed by your Fed that the e-slut needs to be reset. Yes. Reset it on the edge of a cliff. Put on the Bjork song. Throw it down off the mountain. And do it. And fill it full of lead on its way down. Get, and have it catch some air. Like the Warren Miller dummy ski contest in Colorado. Yeah, I need some Warren Miller. Especially in the summer. Exercise 5.5. A voter signs the master roster but leaves the polling place with his or her paper ballot. Okay. A voter signs the master roster but leaves the polling place with his or her paper ballot. This is exercise 5.5. Make the appropriate entries in the certificate of roster exceptions located at the front of the master roster. Make the appropriate entries on the ballot statement. Exercise 5.6, take the appropriate steps when a voter signs a master roster but leaves the polling place before they finish voting their paper ballot. Exercise 5.7, take the appropriate steps when a voter signs the master roster but leaves the polling place without casting their ballot on the e-slut. And in a perfect world, I wouldn't even have had to mention 5.4 or 5.7, because nobody should be playing. The day that you look at it and that you touch it, that you shall surely die. Die cast. Get it? Like die cast metal. Okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. So here we go. And then the review questions. Number one, who's allowed to challenge an individual's right to vote? It ain't the dude with the baton. He's supposed to be at the parade. Show up with your hockey stick, and then you can challenge an individual's right to vote. I'm having fun because it's summer. Thinking about ice and snow. Okay, number two, if there's a problem with one of the electronic voting machines, what are the steps you can take before calling your Fed for assistance, which is your field election deputy? Number three, if the e-scan stops working due to the power going out during the day, or there's any kind of interruption in the processing of ballots on the e-scan, what do you do with the voted but unscanned ballots? And I'm not answering, I'm just reading the review question. Number four, what do you do if the polls were opened without assigning the booth? Number five, if it is necessary to evacuate the polling place due to an emergency situation, what items should be taken so that voters can continue to vote outside or at a new location? And then they give you, finally, multiple choice with A, B, C, and D. And that completes page 13 of Module 5. And that completes Module 5. So I'm going to barge right into Module 6. Closing the polls. So when we opened them, like the farmer's market, the market is now open. To be the market crier. I'm going to cry. I have no cream. Okay, Module 6 covers number, there are 7 items here. Number one, declaring the polls closed. Number two, closing the electronic equipment. Because if you're Italian, you say to your daughter, close the light. No, it says a no U-turn here. Close of the light. Okay, so closing the electronic equipment. Number three, seal verification. Most important. Number four, completing all necessary closing paperwork. Number five, packing it up. Pack it up. Number six, transport to the check-in. And number seven, clean it up. And then it here's a big paragraph, closing the polls. This module will cover the closing procedures at the end of the election day, specifically how to close out the HART intercivic electronic voting equipment. As with opening the polls, security seal verification will play a large, like four extra large part in your closing process. The paperwork involved in closing the polls is very involved and is extremely important. All ballots voted and unvoted must be accounted for at the end of the day. Security seals on the voting equipment must once again be verified. Look at that. Look at that. One of the most beautiful words. Common law. Verified. Verify yourself. Finally, all materials must be packed up, stored properly. And some items must be delivered to your assigned check-in location. In this chapter, you will learn the proper procedures for ballot accounting and how to complete your closing paperwork. Proclaim the polls closed at 8 p.m. Anyone in line to vote at that time shall be allowed to vote. One poll worker may stand at the end of the line to tell any voters who arrive later that the polls are closed. Laggers. Well, hopefully they didn't wreck themselves completely. You know, I didn't even get to vote in the 2016 election because I had no helper. After the last voter leaves polling place, you may begin to close polls. Closing the electronic equipment first. Okay. After the polls are closed, complete the closing procedures on the voting equipment first, referring to the closing procedures flip book. Once you've completed the closing procedures on the equipment and printed the reports, call your Fed, who will come and pick up the MBBs from the machines. While you're waiting for the Fed, you will have time to finish your paperwork and ballot accounting. After the Fed has received the MBBs, you will pack up and finish sealing the machines and complete the back of the seal verification log. Seal verification. That's the next section. Using the seal verification log, verify that at closing, all seals are in place on the JBC, Judges Booth Controller. To streamline the closing processes, seal verification can be done a few minutes prior to the close of polls, as in the morning, the inspector and one judge must verify that each seal listed on the seal verification log shows no sign of tampering, that the seal is in place and has not been broken, and that the number on the seal matches what's recorded. Clerk recorder. Does that ring a bell? Not that thing you played in third grade. Jingle bells, jingle. You remember? Okay. Recorded on the seal verification log. If the seal is not intact and has been tampered with, circle N, big old capital N, quotes. On the seal verification log, inspect all seals until verification is complete. Call the Fed if you find any issues or discrepancies. Once all seals have been verified, the inspector and judge, two witnesses, the inspector and judge who have been checking the seals will initial at the bottom of the column. And I'm going to go over each of these seals right here, right now, real quick. Seal verification. Shown below are the seals to pay attention to. The red tape seals on the JBC, Judge's Booth Controller. And the printer and modem ports. Okay, why is there even a modem on any of these devices? The printer port, I'm okay with that. And the booth out port, big old sticker seal on it. A couple of sticker seals on that. And then the red wire, always wire seals, always. Demand it. The red wire seal on the judge's booth controller, JBC MBB door. It's a wicket, like a lift ticket. Sealed up. And then the red tape seal on the JBC housing. So, this is a grand jury reawakening going over a super important event that's going to be coming up here in California and other places. So be there. Serve your people. See you on the other side of this break.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All that you can shake is gonna shake. All that can quake will quake. To prevent the fight from the fake. All that can shake will shake. Too many choices competing for my short attention span. Selling chances to the promised land. I'm tired of great big men with ego kingdoms in my bed, trying to tell me how to spend my money and time. All that can shake is gonna shake it.
can shake, gonna shake. All that can break, give way. To break the back from the face. All that can shake, will shake. Oh, gonna shake, shake. Shake. Till the truth comes, it's all gonna shake.
Hey, welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening. This is your host, Dr. Kelly. And what a great tune. I've seen that man live at a show, and I think I have every one of the good CDs, and there are several of them. That's the son of a good Southern Pentecostal preacher. And, you know, I do scour the federal indictment across all of the, like, top 50 news channels, and wow, it's just, it's so much bad news. I'm not bringing except but one to you. So this is in the Columbus area. There were a bunch of raids. They found over 50 pounds of deadly drugs. This is in Ohio, praise God. 47 pounds of, so there's fentanyl, there's 6-point-some-all pounds of methamphetamine and 4.5 pounds of cocaine, and this Lisa G. Johnston, the acting U.S. attorney, deserves your thanks and support for getting this crap out of the, this is about a so-many-count federal indictment. I think bunch of people, you know, like dozens of people, this kilo, ugh. So anyway, this took place in a few states, a bunch of people, I'm not going to name them. They found $335,000 in cash and they found a whole bunch of weapons and just, things are crazy right now. So focus, get your training. Support RBN right now. Call in and support them. I don't take calls during my show, but you can feel happy to call the great producers at any time that bring the show to you and put in all the good songs. And God bless the Republic. And praise the Lord. Pass the ammunition. Be a troubleshooter. And I will see you next week.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.